Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willenbring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond, A&W and Luxembourg Feed Service are Dick Putz Show sponsors for this year. And just a reminder again, the Dick Putz Show, we do record it at our studios in Albany, and Joyce is doing that tonight. Kirby will be in on Tuesday, and we'll get that Dick Putz Show uploaded onto our Chasm website. That's mychasm.com. All right, we're going to do some Class B action to start with. Actually, let's go over to District 4B. This is played in Avon this weekend, and on Friday night in 4B, it was Avon taking on Foley, and Avon defeats Foley by a score of 2-1 Friday night. Two runs, nine hits, and an error for Avon. One run, five hits, and an error for Foley. Drew Leeser starts on the mound for Avon, relieved by Reese Gregory in the eighth. He gets the save, Leeser the win. The catcher, Carter Holthaus. For Foley, Josiah Peterson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trey Emmerich in the eighth inning. Ian Von Wald, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Elliot Burnett was 2-for-5, Caden Mork 2-for-4, and Elliot Allen 2-for-4. So a final, and for Foley, Josiah Peterson was 2-for-4 with a double, and Dan Murad with a double. So a final on Friday night, had Avon defeating Foley by a score of 2-1. On Saturday, it was St. Stephen taking on Buckman, and St. Stephen defeats Buckman by a score of 9-8. Nine runs, 12 hits, no errors for St. Stephen. Eight runs, 11 hits, three errors for Buckman. Matthew Young starts on the mound for St. Stephen, relieved by Landon Lunzer in the seventh. He'll get the win. Jake Schalunka in the eighth inning, and the catcher, Jack Greenland. For Buckman, Matt Topkus starts, relieved by Ben Thoma in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and Ben Thoma started catching for Buckman. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen on Saturday, Jake Schalunka, 3-for-5 with a double. Cole Fuelker was 2-for-4. Matt Meyer, 3-for-5. And Charlie Kent was 2-for-4. For Buckman on Saturday, Ben Thoma, 2-for-4 with a double. Jack Suska, 2-for-4. He had a two-run homer in the eighth inning. Max Barclay, 2-for-4 with a double. And Noah Bozer had a solo home run in the fifth inning for Buckman, as St. Stephen defeats Buckman on Saturday, 9-8. Got just one score in from 4B today, and that had St. Stephen taking on the Avon Lakers, and St. Stephen defeats Avon by a score of 5-0. Five runs, seven hits, two errors for St. Stephen. Avon, no runs, six hits, four errors. On the mound for St. Stephen today, it was Jack Greenland going the distance, picking up the win, as he struck out eight. The loss will go to Ilian Mesquita for Avon as he goes the first eight innings, relieved by Reese Gregory in the ninth inning. Some hitting highlights for St. Stephen today. Matt Meyer was 2-for-4. Jake Schalunka on the day today, was 1-for-5. He had a double. For Avon this afternoon, Cole Wellman had two hits. He was 2-for-4 today as St. Stephen defeats Avon in District 4B by a score of 5-0. Let's go over to District 6B. That's played over in Watkins this weekend. And on Friday night, we had St. Martin taking on Maple Lake on Friday night. And Maple Lake defeats St. Martin by a score of 6-3. Six runs, 10 hits, and no errors for Maple Lake. Three runs, three hits, two errors for St. Martin. Hayden Frank on the mound for Maple Lake on Friday night. He gets the win, relieved by Jared Bob in the eighth inning, and the catcher was Matt Bergstrom. For St. Martin on Friday night, Brady Goble starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brian Schlungen in the fifth, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Maple Lake on Friday night, Ben Clapp was 3-for-4. Donnie Mabenkamp, 3-for-5 with a double, and Nathan Zander had a double. For St. Martin on Friday night, Brady Goble, 1-for-2. He had a two-run homer in the first inning. So final on Friday night had Maple Lake defeating St. Martin 6-3. The other game on Friday night, Hutchinson defeated the Cold Spring Rockies. So that set up a matchup on Saturday with Hutchinson and Maple Lake in the winner's bracket. Other ball games on Saturday had Watkins taking on Loretto, and this one goes into extra innings on Saturday with Watkins defeating Loretto by a score of 5-4 in 11 innings. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Watkins, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Loretto. Carson Geislinger on the mound for Watkins starts the ball game, relieved by Matt Geislinger in the ninth. He'll get the win in the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. For Loretto, Miles Nablo starts, relieved by Jack Scanlon in the 10th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Kent Cook. Hitting highlights for Watkins on Saturday, Kevin Kramer, 3-for-4 with a double. Brendan Ashton was 2-for-5 with a double, and Lincoln Hogan had a double. For Loretto, Joshua Koski was 4-for-5. He had a double. He also stole home in the ninth inning to tie that ball game up, sending it into extra innings. Tyler Mayer was 2-for-4 with a double, and Josh Gullickson had a double. So final on Saturday in District 6B, it was Watkins over Loretto in 11 innings by a score of 5-4. Today in 6B, District 6B, St. Martin Martins were in action, and St. Martin taking on the Cold Spring Rockies today. They defeat the Rockies by a score of 8-0. 8 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin. No runs, 1 hit, and 4 errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. Scott Leeser goes the distance for the Martins today and picks up the win. The loss will go to starter Thad Leeser for the Rockies. He goes the first six, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the seventh. Some hitting highlights today for St. Martin. On the day, Brian Schlungen was 2-for-4 for the Martins. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4 today. Carter Thielen was 3-for-4 for the Martins. And Zach Moritz goes 2-for-3 for St. Martin today with those 13 hits. The one hit for the Cold Spring Rockies, that comes off the bat today of Thad Leeser, who was 1-for-3. So a final this afternoon from Watkins in 6B. It was the St. Martin Martins over the Cold Spring Rockies, 8-0, 8-0 in that play. I know Kimball had defeated Maple Plain, too, yesterday in 6B action. So the Cold Spring Rockies taking on St. Martin today. Loretta was taking on Maple Plain following the Cold Spring Rocky and St. Martin game. Those two games were scheduled for today in Watkins. And then Watkins was supposed to start with Kimball at 5 o'clock tonight. So that game is either still in progress or has gone final. I will check Game Changer here shortly and see if we've got a final or not. It says 5-4. And Watkins was leading 5-4 in that ball game. The last I had, that was bottom of the ninth. So it appears that game may have gone final already with Watkins winning 5-4 tonight. Looking at the pitching stats for Watkins, Danny Berg starts, goes the first seven, relieved by Dustin Kramer in that ball game. And for Kimball, Zach Dingman starts, relieved by Faber in the eighth inning, and Friesen in the ninth inning for Kimball. Some hitting highlights today for Watkins. Dan Berg was 2-for-4 on the day. Carter Block, 2-for-3. Carter Block and Miley both with doubles today. Kevin Kramer with a home run for Watkins. For the Kimball Express, some hitting highlights. Friesen was 2-for-3 today. We had Matt Friesen going 2-for-3. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-4. Cade Marquardt, Matt Friesen, both with doubled. Scott Marquardt with a home run for Kimball. As it looks like Watkins defeated Kimball by a score of 5-4. They haven't finalized the game. my game changer app, but that's what I'm going with right now. All right, why don't we take a break here? We'll be back. We'll look at some more scores and highlights. Let's go over to Region 6C in Litchfield right after these messages.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout Central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to Region 6C. This is being played in Litchfield this weekend and next weekend on Thursday night. Litchfield defeated Cokato by a score of 3-1. And then on Friday night, Howard Lake taking on Pearl Lake. Howard Lake defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 5-2. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Howard Lake. Two runs, eight hits, two errors for Pearl Lake. On the mound for Howard Lake on Friday night, Jared Cook. He goes until the 10th inning, where Bennett Anderson relieves him in the 10th and gets the win. And the catcher was Mason Mazinski. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky starts, relieved by Justin Kunkel in the 8th inning. Justin will take the loss. And the catchers were Alex Lensmeyer and Colton Pruth. Hitting highlights for Howard Lake on Friday night. Noah Bush, 2-for-4. Garrett Zander had a 2-RBI double in the 9th inning. And Matt Stretch had a double in the 6th for Pearl Lake. Some hitting highlights. Nick Schmidt was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs in the 3rd. And Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-4. So a final on Friday night had Howard Lake defeating Pearl Lake 5-2. The other side of the bracket on Saturday, Dassel defeated St. Nick 11-1 in 8 innings, and it was Luxembourg over Rockford 3-2. 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Luxembourg, 2 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors for Rockford. J.T. Harn starts on the mound for Luxembourg, gets the win, relieved by Jake Stauberger in the 9th, who gets the save, and the catcher was Max Kipmeyer. For Rockford, Max Edwards goes the distance, taking the loss, and his catcher was Ryan Shooter. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Ethan Pruth was 2-for-4 in the ballgame. And for Rockford, Rowan Dodge, 2-for-4. Riley Morin, 2-for-3. Ryan Shooter, 2-for-4. He had a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. So a final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating Rockford 3-2. Did not get a score last night. Litchfield was playing Howard Lake in a winner's bracket game. Did not get a score there as to how that game came out. On Sunday, we had Cokato taking on Pearl Lake, and this was a dandy, folks, as Pearl Lake defeats Cokato today in dramatic fashion by a score of 11-10. 11-10, Pearl Lake scoring 9 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to walk it off and beat Cokato this afternoon. For Pearl Lake, 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Cokato, 10 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. On the mound today for Pearl Lake, Adam Braun starts, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the 4th, relieved by Austin Lensmeyer in the 4th. Austin went the rest of the way. He picked up the win for Pearl Lake today. The catchers were Alex Lensmeyer and Colton Pruth. For Cokato today, just the first two pitchers, Jackson Schrupp and Josh Massingham, they used 4 pitchers on Pearl Lake in the 9th inning and did not get the names on those, but Blake Morris was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake today, Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-5, a double in the 5th, Justin Kunkel, 2-for-4, a double in the 4th. Max Box, 2-for-4. Andrew Schmidt, 2-for-4. Adam Braun had a walk-off grand slam home run to win this ballgame for Pearl Lake today. The score was 10-2 heading into the bottom of the 9th inning. Pearl Lake would score 9 runs without getting an out in the bottom of the 9th inning, and the walk-off for Adam Braun, the walk-off grand slam. Hitting highlights today for Cokato. Austin Cantola, 2-for-4. Grayson Lendroos had a double, and Carl Herget, 2-for-4. So a final this afternoon, Pearl Lake 11, Cokato 10. St. Nick taking on Rockford today, and the Knicks avenge a loss on Saturday. They come back and they beat Rockford today 6-3. Big ball game for the Knicks. 6-3 the final. Rockford had 3 runs on 10 hits and an error. St. Nick, 6 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. Connor Lincoln was 3-for-5 today for St. Nick. Alex Fehrenbacher, 2-for-2. Andre Stang, 2-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. Caden Rausch had a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning. Caden Rausch, also the winning pitcher today for the Knicks. Nolan Pearl was 2-for-5 for Rockford. Max Edwards, 2-for-5. And Raven Dodge, 2-for-4. So a final today from Litchfield, St. Nick over Rockford, 6-3. Those were two losers bracket games. So Pearl Lake and St. Nick. Pearl Lake will be playing next week at 7:30. That's a Thursday. 7:30, and St. Nick plays on Friday at 7:30 in Litchfield. And Luxembourg was playing Dassel as we were going on the air here. I just got word, too, that Howard Lake beat Litchfield yesterday, so Howard Lake moves on in that tournament. They'll play next week. But on the game this afternoon, Luxembourg taking on Dassel, and that game, the bottom of the ninth inning, and looks like Luxembourg has defeated Dassel by a score of 5-1. Yes, this game has gone final. Luxembourg, 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. Dassel, 1 run, 5 hits, 4 errors. On the mound today for Luxembourg, Reed Funnenstein goes all 9, striking out 9, getting the win for Luxembourg today. Some hitting highlights for Luxembourg. Max Kiffmeyer, 2-for-4 in the ballgame. Jake Stahlberger with a double. But Luxembourg moving on through the winner's bracket. They'll take on Howard Lake. That looks like next Saturday at 5 o'clock. So 5-1, Luxembourg with the victory today. That's 6C. When we come back, we're going to go over to Region 9C, and we'll take a look at some Class A baseball scores right after these messages.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of central Minnesota.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. 2 juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20. 101.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sauk Center.
Sports play-by-play. All right, let's go over to Region 9C. Region 9C being played up in Piers this weekend. On Friday night, the Piers Lakers taking on Aiken, and the Piers Lakers defeat Aiken by a score of 6-4. 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Lakers. 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Aiken. On the mound, Carter Petron starts for the Lakers, relieved by Preston Rushlow in the 6th. He gets the save. Piers pitchers struck out 17 Aiken batters on Friday night. Brady Petron was the catcher. For Aiken, Zach Enstrom starts, taking the loss, relieved by John McGuire in the 5th. Thor Dunham in the 6th, and the catcher, Landon Jansen. Hitting highlights for the Lakers on Friday night, Ryan Deers had 2 hits, one of them a solo home run in the 2nd and a 2-run homer in the 5th. Chase Becker had 2 hits, and Ryan Chmielewski had a double. For Aiken, Zach Enstrom had 2 hits with a double, and Nolan Dotzler, 2 hits, Landon Jensen doubled. Final on Friday night was the Piers Lakers over Aiken, 6-4. On Friday night, Uppsala taking on St. Wendell, and Uppsala defeats St. Wendell 7-3. 7 runs, 12 hits and an error for Uppsala. 3 runs, 8 hits and an error for St. Wendell. C.J. Clear starts on the mound for Uppsala, picks up the win. Matt Swanson in the 7th gets the save, and the catcher, Justin Cheon. For St. Wendell, Connor Brett starts, taking the loss, relieved by Chase Lyon in the 6th, and the catcher, Logan Harn. Hitting highlights for Uppsala on Friday night, Brady Burgraff, 3-for-4. Jackson Bartkowitz had a solo home run in the 8th inning, and Bryce Beniak and Brandon Walensky both with doubles. For St. Wendell, Logan Harn was 3-for-4 with a double, and Brandon Diekman had a 2-run homer in the 1st. So final on Friday night had Uppsala defeating St. Wendell 7-3. On Saturday, in the first round of 9C playoffs, it was the Piers Brewers taking on Royalton, and the Piers Brewers defeat Royalton by a score of 8-0. 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Brewers, no runs, 10 hits, and an error for Royalton. Pete Schomer gets the start and the win for the Brewers. Nate Solinger in the 9th inning for Piers, and the catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. For Royalton, Brady Yurchek starts, and he will take the loss. Kirk Yurchek in the 7th, the catcher, Drew Yurchek. Hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund was 3-for-4, and Drew Yurchek was 4-for-4 for Royalton. So a final on Saturday at the Piers Brewers defeating Royalton 8-0. The other first-round game had Randall taking on Opole, and Randall defeats Opole by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Randall. Opole, 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Nate Benning starts on the mound and picks up the win. Complete game, striking out 15 batters, the catcher, Alex Zach. For Opole, Sam Butler starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tate Lang in the 7th, and the catcher, Alex Lang. Hitting highlights for Randall, Zach Guast was 3-for-4 with a double. Alex Guast and Braxton Santala each had 2 hits, and for Opole, Tate Lang with 2 hits, one of those being a 2-run homer in the 2nd. So a final first-round action, 9C, had Randall defeating Opole 7-3. Other ball games, elimination games yesterday had Aiken defeating St. Wendell by a score of 5-1. Aiken, 5 runs, 9 hits and an error. St. Wendell, 1 run, 7 hits and an error. Nathan Enstrom starts on the mound for Aiken, picks up the win, a complete game victory. His catcher, Zach Enstrom. For St. Wendell, Austin Dingman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Rolando Ramos in the 8th inning, and the catcher, Logan Harn. Hitting highlights for Aiken on Saturday, John McGuire was 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, and Drew Paulbeck had doubles, too, for Aiken. For St. Wendell, Logan Harn, Jacob Worley each had 2 hits, and a double, Tyler Hulls with a double. So St. Wendell eliminated as Aiken defeats them 5-1. The other elimination game had, actually this was a winner's bracket game, had the Pierce Lakers defeating Uppsala by a score of 26-3. 26 runs, 29 hits, no errors for the Pierce Lakers. 3 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Uppsala. Ryan Shimolowski picks up the win for the Pierce Lakers. Noah Sakala in the seventh, the catcher Brady Petron. This does go 7 innings. And Uppsala, Brady Cheon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Beniak in the second. Jack Primus in the fifth, the catchers Justin Cheon and Jackson Bartkowitz. Hitting highlights for the Pierce Brewers. Chase Becker, 5-for-6 with 2 doubles. Noah Sakala, 4-for-5 with 2 doubles. Preston Rochelow, 4-for-6 with a double. Ryan Shimolowski, 3-for-5 with 2 doubles and 5 RBIs. Camden Hepke, 3-for-4 with a double. And Carter Petron, 4-for-5. For Uppsala, Matt Swanson, Jack Primus, Brock Cheon, all with 1 hit. So a final on Saturday had the Pierce Lakers defeating Uppsala 26-3. That was in 7 innings. Games today in 9C, Opol taking on Royalton, and it was Opol 7, Royalton 1. This was a loser's bracket game, the elimination game, so Royalton is done on the season. Isaiah Folsom on the mound will pick up the win. Tate Lang in the 7th inning, the catcher Alex Lang. For Royalton, Mars Hayes starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nathan Sick in the 3rd, and the catcher Drew Yerchik. Hitting highlights for Opol today, Brody Halls had 2 hits, one of them a double. Chris Ebnett doubled and had 4 RBIs. Mason Patrick and Luke Beniak each had 2 hits. For Royalton, Tyler Gendro had a double. Grayson Siska, Brady Yerchik, and Zach Sakala each had 1 hit. So a final today in an elimination game, it was Opol over Royalton 7-1. 7-1 in that ball game. Had one other game to report that region, Region 9C. Randall taking on the Pierce Brewers, and Randall defeats the Pierce Brewers today by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 20 hits, 3 errors for Randall. The Pierce Brewers, 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. This is a winner's bracket game. Adam Neibauer pitches a complete game for Randall, picking up the win today. His catcher, Alex Zack, for the Pierce Brewers. Derek Damon starts, relieved by Gunnar Wicklund in the 6th, Riley Roush in the 7th. He takes the loss, and Pete Schomer in the 9th. The catchers, Gunnar Wicklund and Caden Krusek. Hitting highlights for Randall today, Alex Guast was 4-for-6 with a double. Nate Benning and Rick Drew hit 3 hits, and Matt O'Tremble with a double. So a final today had Randall defeating the Pierce Brewers in a winner's bracket game by a score of 7-5. 7-5 there. Other scores, let's go over to Region 11C. And this Region 11C saw Sauk Center defeating New York Mills on Saturday up in Pahrump by a score of 4-3 in 10 innings. 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Sauk Center. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for New York Mills. Jack Miller starts on the mound and relieved by Brian Boyning in the 9th. He'll get the win, the catcher Jay Kaskamp. For New York Mills, Jonah Johnson starts, relieved by Deshaun Robinson in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher Adam Patron. Hitting highlights for Sauk Center, Andrew Rusling, Jay Kaskamp, both with 2 hits. Bodie Roberts had a solo home run in the 2nd inning for New York Mills, and Logan Small a solo home run in the 4th inning. Braden Ennert had a double. So other Region 11 scores on Saturday, Pahrump over Urbank, 3-0. Clarissa beat Ashby, 11-5, so Ashby eliminated. Deer Creek over Henning, 9-0 in a forfeited game. Henning is eliminated. And today, New York Mills over Clarissa, 10-0 in 10 innings. Clarissa is eliminated. Deer Creek and Urbank will play a suspended game in the 6th inning in Region 11C. And I got a few more scores coming out of Region 4B. Fort Ripley taking on Nisswa this on Saturday, and Nisswa defeated Fort Ripley 11-1. 11 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Nisswa. Fort Ripley, 1 run, 7 hits, 4 errors. Nisswa's Ben Dornfeld starts the ball game, gets the win, a complete game victory. The catcher, Nate DeShane, for Fort Ripley. Jack Schaefer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adam Jensen in the 6th. The catcher, Nick Gillissey. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Saturday, Nate DeShane, 2 hits with a home run in the 7th inning to end the ball game. A 7-inning game, 11-1. Aaron Jenkins had 2 hits, and for Fort Ripley, William Sather had 2 hits, one of them a double. So a final on Saturday at Fort Ripley, eliminating Nisswa by a score of 11-1. And other games, Nisswa taking on Sobieski this today, and Nisswa defeats Sobieski by a score of 8-1. Sobieski had a first-round bye. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Nisswa. Sobieski, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors. Blaine Hardy starts on the mound for Nisswa today, picking up the win, relieved by Keaton Lingenfelter. In the 8th, the catcher, Matt Kasperson. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Kapan. In the 7th, and the catcher, Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights for Nisswa today, Cody Rudeltsi was 3-for-3 with 5 runs. He had a double and had a 2-run home run in the 4th inning. Nate DeShane with 2 hits and a double, and Jeremiah Pipcorn and Tyler Whitwer with doubles. For Sobieski today, Matt Phillippe had 2 hits, Jake Kapan with a double. So a final today had Nisswa defeating Sobieski 8-1, 8-1 in that ball game. All right, I have some other scores and highlights coming in this evening. This in Class A baseball, Section 8A, held over in Sartell. Yesterday's games had Alexandria defeating Monticello 5-2. It was Elk River over Bemidji 11-8. Moorhead, they beat Sabin 14-1, and Sartell Muskies over Moorhead 6-5. 6-5, the Sartell Muskies beating Moorhead. In that ball game, the Muskies rallied from an early 5-0 deficit, beating the perennial power Moorhead Brewers 6-5 Saturday night. John Schumer went the distance for the win. Ethan Carlson was 4-for-5 in the ball game and scored the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 8th inning for Sartell. Gavin Schulte had 2 hits, one of those being a double for the Moorhead Brewers. David Ernst started, with Jordan Linninger taking the loss in relief. Ernst had 3 hits for Moorhead. So a final on Saturday night had the Sartell Muskies defeating the Moorhead Brewers 6-5. I don't have scores from today's losers bracket games between Hibbing and Sabin and the Moorhead Brewers taking on the Wilmer Rails. Also coming up tonight in Sartell, it was the Moorhead Mudcats against Alexandria. That was set to start at 4. And the Sartell Muskies going to take on Elk River at 7 o'clock tonight. So those ball games, one of them is probably complete. The other is going on as we speak. So lots of scores and highlights. When we come back, we're going to go over to Region 8C and recap the scores that we had this weekend in Region 8C right after these messages.
We are Wells. A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation right here in Minnesota by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Dairyland Supply and Stock Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of solid manure spreaders. We at Dairyland Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of manure spreaders on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Artex, Kunite, and Hagedorn, you can be confident in the equipment that you are buying. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Work with a bank that takes a common sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
All right, back to the Dick Foote Show on KASM. Let's go over to Region 8C. This region heard on KASM on Friday night. It was Painesville taking on Spring Hill, and Painesville defeats Spring Hill by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Painesville. No runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Spring Hill. Bennett Evans on the mound for Painesville goes the distance, striking out 8. His catcher, Reed Johnson, 4. Spring Hill. Anthony Reverman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Regan Nelson in the 6th. The catchers Daniel Spanier and Nathan Terrace. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Friday night: Reed Johnson 2-for-5 with a double. Sam Orline was 2-for-4, and Luke Johnson had a triple. For Spring Hill, Ethan Meyer was 2-for-3, and Regan Nelson 4-for-4. A final on Friday night had Painesville defeating Spring Hill 3-0. The second Friday night game had Starbuck taking on Roscoe, and Starbuck defeats Roscoe by a score of 5-3. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Starbuck. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Austin Versteg on the mound for Starbuck will pick up the win as he strikes out 14, relieved by Matt Gruber in the 9th. He gets the save, and the catcher was P.J. Johnson. For Roscoe, Josiah Utz starts, taking the loss, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 7th inning, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Starbuck on Friday night: Cam Simon was 2-for-5, Matt Gruber 3-for-5, Austin Versteg 3-for-5 with a double, Jack Hendrickson had a triple. For Roscoe, Braden Pung was 2-for-3. So final on Friday night, it was Starbuck 5, Roscoe 3. On Saturday, Al Rosa taking on Regal, and Regal comes out on top on this one, 10-6 over Al Rosa. 10 runs, 16 hits. 4 errors for Regal, 6 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for El Rosa. Grant Paprath starts on the mound for Regal, relieved by Brandon Wadle in the 5th, Shane Rademacher in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. For El Rosa, Ashton Dingman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Dingman in the 2nd, Aiden Sobiek in the 6th, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday. Luke Knutson, 4-for-5 with two doubles. Bennett Schultz was 2-for-5 with a double. Nathan Meyer, 3-for-5. He had a double and a two-run homer in the fifth. And Kai Schneider was 2-for-4. For El Rosa on Saturday, Ethan Mueller was 4-for-6. Ashton Dingman, 3-for-6. And Luke Ilias, 2-for-4. So a final on Saturday had Regal defeating El Rosa 10-6. Game number two on Saturday had Farming taking on New Munich, and Farming defeats New Munich by a score of 12-4. 12 runs, 16 hits, 1 error for Farming, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. Cameron Miller on the mound will pick up the win for Farming, relieved by Braden Eink in the 8th inning and the catcher Josh Becker. For New Munich, Ty Reller starts, taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Holm in the 6th inning and the catcher Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday. Adam Winkles, 4-for-5 with a solo home run in the 8th inning. Bennett Hilla, 4-for-5 with a two-run home run in the 6th inning. Drew Kramlett, 2-for-5. Robert Schlepper, 2-for-3. And Cody Ferrey with a double. For New Munich, Carter Beer was 2-for-5 with a double. Ian Funk, 2-for-3. And Kyle Holm with a double. So final on Saturday, game number two in Spring Hill. It was Farming 12, New Munich 4. Game number three on Saturday, a play into the state tournament on the line. Painesville taking on Starbuck, and Painesville defeats Starbuck by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Painesville. 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck. On the mound for Painesville, Sam Orline starts, picking up the win, relieved by Spencer Eisenbraun in the 6th. He gets the save, and the catchers were Reed Johnson and Eric Paulson. For Starbuck, Colin Richards starts, taking the loss, relieved by Darren Alexander in the 4th, and the catcher P.J. Johnson. Hitting highlights for Painesville on Saturday, Grayson Fuchs, 2-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the 3rd. Grady Fuchs was 2-for-4 with a double, and Sam Orline had a double. For Starbuck, Matt Gruber, 2-for-4 with a double, Noah Jensen with a double, and Mitch Gruber with a double. So final on Saturday, Painesville off to the state tournament with a 3-2 victory over Starbuck. Sunday's games, we started out this morning with Roscoe taking on Spring Hill, and Roscoe defeats Spring Hill today by a score of 12-6. Spring Hill is eliminated. 12 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Roscoe. 6 runs, 9 hits, 4 errors for Spring Hill. Braden Vanderbeek starts on the mound for Roscoe, picks up the win, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 7th. He gets the save. And the catchers were Nicholas Hutch and Braden Vanderbeek. For Spring Hill today, Ben Welly starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Schoenberg in the 7th, and the catcher Daniel Spanier. And Nathan Terrace. There we go. Okay. All right. Some hitting highlights today for Roscoe. Max Ottman, 1-for-3. Max had a solo home run in the 2nd inning. Austin Pauls was 2-for-5. Matthew Hemmingson, 2-for-4 today. Jordan Schlaper, 2-for-5 with a double and a 2-run homer in the 7th. Josiah Utch, 3-for-4 today with 2 doubles. And Bryce Vanderbeek had a double. For Spring Hill, Eric Terrace was 2-for-3. Ethan Meyer, 2-for-4 with a double, and Austin Schoenberg, 2-for-4. So a final today in our first game, Roscoe 12 and Spring Hill 6. Game number two, an elimination game as well, as El Rosa was taking on New Munich. El Rosa defeats New Munich by a score of 10-4. 10 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for El Rosa, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for New Munich. On the mound today for El Rosa, Will Van Beck starts, picking up the win, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 7th, Riley Meyer in the 9th, and the catcher Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Caden Sam starts, taking the loss, relieved by Will Funk in the 2nd, and the catcher Logan Funk. Hitting highlights today for El Rosa, Ethan Mueller, 2-for-5 with a double. Jackson Peter, 3-for-5 today, a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning. Gavin Campson, 3-for-5, a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. And Peyton Winter with a double. For New Munich today, Carter Beer had a double. Will Funk was 3-for-4, and Caden Sand 2-for-5. Final today, El Rosa 10, New Munich 4. Now Rosa moves on. New Munich season comes to an end today. And our final game today, a state tournament berth on the line, Farming taking on Regal. And Farming defeats Regal today by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Farming. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Regal. On the mound for Farming today, Ethan Navratil goes the distance, picking up the win. His catcher, Josh Becker. For Regal, Gabe Roman goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights for Farming today, Ethan Navratil, 2-for-4. Ethan, a 2-run homer in the first inning. Isaac Nett, 2-for-4 with a double. And Tyler Schrader was 2-for-4. For Regal today, Shane Rademacher had a solo home run in the second, and Derek Dengerud, 2-for-4 with a double. So a final today from Spring Hill, Farming 3, Regal 2. Farming headed to the state tournament. Regal will play again next weekend. That does it for Region 8C scores and highlights. We'll take one more break, and when we come back, we'll look at some playoff pairings coming up next weekend after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality, non-GMO, and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Butch Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Okay, I can give you some bracket information that I'm pretty sure I know for next weekend. That's Region 8C. On Saturday at 11 o'clock, it'll be Regal and Roscoe in an elimination game. Regal and Roscoe in an elimination game. And it'll be El Rosa. That's at 11 o'clock. And then at 1:30, El Rosa taking on Starbuck. That game will be at 1:30, El Rosa and Starbuck. That's an elimination game as well. At 4 o'clock on Saturday, Painesville takes on Farming. And the winner of that ball game will be the champion of Region 8C. The loser will have to play again on Sunday at 1:30. So you win, even in the two earlier games on Saturday, you win and you have a state tournament berth there in Region 8C. Going to go over to Region 6C in Litchfield. We do know for certain here, I believe, that Pearl Lake will take on Dassel. That'll be Thursday night at 7:30 if they cross bracketed like I'm thinking they did. And St. Nick gets Litchfield on Friday night at 7:30. And then on Saturday, in the winner's bracket game, Howard Lake will play at 5 o'clock against Luxembourg in a winner's bracket game. And then the winner of the Dassel-Pearl Lake in the St. Nick-Litchfield game plays at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in Region 6C. Over in Region 9C, up in Piers, winner's bracket, that game only going to be played, looks like, next Sunday. And that'll be the Piers Lakers in Randall. They'll crown a champion next Sunday. And it looks like the winner gets one seed, the loser gets two seed. And down in the loser's bracket next weekend on Saturday, it'll be Aiken taking on the Piers Brewers. That's at 1 o'clock, and Opole gets Upsala at 4 o'clock on Saturday in Region 9C. I'll have to check the state website here for the other brackets that we have been talking about tonight, but I thank everybody for sending in those scores and highlights. An extremely busy Dick Putz Show tonight here on KASM Radio, and it will be less next week as we start whittling down these teams, that's for sure. I want to thank Joyce Jansen for manning controls today. Joyce came in at 1 o'clock, and here we are just after 9 o'clock. So, Joyce, thank you again for manning the controls, and thank you to listening to the Dick Putz Show tonight here on KASM Radio. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show. This is Joyce Jansen, and I am saying good night for the evening. I will play some messages, and after the messages, it will be the Les Feldick Ministries to follow.
A Central Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2. KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Streaming online at MyChasm.com.
Now's the time to save big on your summer projects with hot deals at Menards. You'll find great sale prices on select styles of patio block, siding, shingles, and steel roofing. Plus a great selection of pressure-treated lumber, perfect for your outdoor building projects. Stop in today before summer and all the hot deals are gone. Plus, sign up for Menards email.